Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-L.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the
pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta!
That's right. Thank you for tuning in. And
for listening to all the podcasts, subscribing to all the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
We truly appreciate it.
We do. We want to remind you that the next Sexy Liberal Virtual Tour show number 3, is coming up.
Yeah, August 22nd. Get your links at sexyliberal.com.
And you can still watch shows 1 and 2.
Yeah, you can.
Whenever you want.
And I'm going to tell you something. We're still getting letters about those shows. People had a great time, and thank you for coming.
That's right. You can watch them now. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. Go there to sexyliberal.com.
Yes. And we want to remind you, you can always become a Frangela Patreon. Thank you so much for those of you who are right now. We truly do appreciate
it. Really appreciate it.
And you know what you get for being a Frangela Patreon? You get micro idiots. You want to laugh your ass off? Go on over to Frangela's Patreon page.
Yeah, the last one, I think it was either yesterday, I think it came out, was the guy who got bit by a rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, several rattlesnakes, who was convicted of like illegally capturing and selling
that guy,
rattlesnakes.
Yes.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Really they've good. Been good. People,
They're very fun.
You can also get a cameo from Frangela if you go to cameo.com and
just
a special message.
Yeah, it's just a quick message to you or for a friend for a birthday. Maybe you need a little pep talk, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to Frangela.com for all your Frangela needs and swag.
That's right. And we'll be on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show this week.
Yes, we will. Let me tell you something. I was on retreat last week and I missed everybody.
But this is the thing. You said that we were going to be on.
I did. I messed up.
So people that were like, y'all okay?
I know.
We were okay.
Fine.
We said
we're
the wrong dates.
I was meditating.
The wrong
day. Yeah, the wrong day. Okay, so here we go. There's a lot going on in the world right now. Before we get to politics and get to complaining about Trump, there are fires, tornadoes, and explosions.
Yeah, hurricanes. I mean, the tornado damage from this hurricane in North Carolina is intense. And please be taking care of yourselves and
please.
Evacuating if that's what
please.
You're called to do. Because we all know that we never know how these things are going to go.
Yeah.
And
it's better. You know, my husband has a very great saying that I always say, there's more time than money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't replace you. We can't replace you. So heed the warnings, please.
Exactly. And there was several massive explosions in Beirut, which at this moment sound like there's some sort of an accident.
Yeah.
It's unclear whether or not it was a munitions area or an area that had some sort of, firearms or bombs or something in it.
I'm looking at the devastation. They're saying at least 73 people have been killed and 2,700 injured.
Well, there was a mushroom cloud from
yes.
it. And one of the things I heard them suggesting is that maybe that mushroom cloud came from seawater, that it was drawn into the explosion. Because imagine how much that would scare the mess out of you.
Exactly.
That you look out, and they felt this explosion 150 miles away.
Wow.
On Cyprus.
Wow.
They felt it. So it's huge. It's ongoing. And we don't have all the information yet, but that obviously is horrible.
That's happening right now.
And then an equally horrible news. Well, not equally, but
yes,
horrible.
But horrible news. Did you watch the Jonathan Swan interview with Trump?
Let me tell you something. You got under 40 minutes on you. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it.
It is.
Because go to Axios, watch this interview, not just the clips that you're going to see, because the clips don't do it justice.
Mm-mm.
Because what's clear, you see it happen to Jonathan, and I think Jonathan Swan, we all think we know this. We all think we know that Trump is stupid. We all think we know that he is, you know, he doesn't understand basic concepts or whatever, but you really do have to watch the fact that this person, first of all, is a master confabulator. He is, and we all have this issue. It's a phenomenon that's been studied of how easily it is to convince ourselves of something that isn't true.
That's right.
And how Trump does that, like, in real time. Like, he does it very quickly, instantaneously.
He
says something, it becomes true.
He is the original fabricator of alternative truths.
And he doesn't understand. Like, we were watching it, and what you're struck by is, first of all, Jonathan Swan, you know, good. You tried.
Well, you know what?
He really does. But you see him go, yeah, actually, he just doesn't understand.
Well,
there's no way to get him to understand what he's even saying.
The performance from Jonathan Swan in and of itself
is amazing.
Because his reactions to
literally watching him and watching his mind be blown away at the responses from Trump, like Trump saying things like, you know, him trying to ask questions about the death tolls in America, and Trump's referring to, you know, well, it's all in the books. And Jonathan Swan being like, well, what books?
And he doesn't answer that question.
He can't, because
like,
he can't.
Have you read, he levels it as a critique against Jonathan Swan. So whenever Jonathan Swan has information, he's like, well, have you read it? I don't know that to be true. That's not true.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I've seen this other thing where I've seen it. Lots of people say it. What people? He can never, as we all know, he says, he references pieces of evidence that he can't. He gives no title to, no direction to where they're from, and we all know they don't exist. In this, if you want to see, he literally does something that we've done as a bit. He holds up these pieces of paper that quite clearly were printed out from some sort of color forms for idiots,
yep,
kind of situation. And it's like, and there's no real information on any of the papers.
It's the Microsoft Word graph.
It's like a template. Yeah.
The alpha somebody's MacBook Air.
Yeah.
And it is,
he's pulling them up and showing them to Jonathan.
Numbers for him.
And when I tell you, he's shuffling the papers like an idiot.
Like a 10-year-old talking about,
I got my homework. It's in here.
Right,
it's in here.
And
you know it's not there. You know it's not there. But he, watching him, because this is the thing, Trump, and he keeps saying it. He keeps saying the reason we have more tests, the reason we have more people sick is because we have more tests, and the tests are the problem. We shouldn't be doing so many tests. And of course, we all understand that that's a logic problem, that he's not understanding that the absence of test doesn't mean the absence of disease, that he's not getting that very easy fundamental fact.
Well, what I learned while watching Trump be interviewed, it was kind of like watching, you know how kids train gerbils or mice to run that maze, right? I watched him put up walls to logic and common sense. Whenever Jonathan Swan asked him a common sense question, a wall went up, mm-hmm, and it redirects the wall to redirect him in the maze of his mind to get to the answer that he must, which is, the economy must open, schools must open, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Those are the only facts in his mind.
And they're not
And
facts.
They're not true.
Those are opinions. And he, on top of it, said stuff like, you can test too much, you know that, don't you? And he says it as condescending.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Jonathan, you poor fool. You don't understand that you can test too much. He really doesn't get that. And for him, he doesn't get that the testing doesn't cause the disease. That whether or not you test, people still have the disease.
Exactly.
That doesn't change doesn't change the disease. It changes your ability to deal with it.
Right. It's the same thing. And, you know, and I hate to put it in these terms. It's the same thing about, like, not stepping on a scale. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether or not you have the information or not. The information is there.
We have a friend who I remember told us both giddily one day, like in the very like sneaky, like, ooh, look at me, I'm getting away with something. He's like, hey, because we were in Weight Watchers, and he was like, hey, I never record what I put in my coffee. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't write it down. And I went, why are you laughing? He's like, because I don't write it down. I'm cheating. I'm like, you're not cheating. You
no,
can't cheat this.
You can't.
Let me explain how your body works. It doesn't respond just to calories you write down, because we'd all be skinny as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I would only write down,
ooh, lettuce.
Like,
whether,
you know,
I ate it or not,
a balanced diet that didn't gain any weight. I would write that sentence down every day. Yeah, but, and he seemed to really believe, and I think it's the same thing. It's like, it records it whether or not you record it.
Yes.
But he literally said, they test somebody when they're sick. Yeah, that is often when we test people, but we'd love to test people when they aren't, but we can't because we don't have enough tests. And on top of it, we can't get the tests back. And when Jonathan Swan asked him several times, how can we get testing to how it is for you,
exactly,
and people who are going to be around you, he completely ignored that question, because he said, we'd like to get testing down to like 5 or 15 minutes. Well, first of all, which is it?
Yeah.
Second of all, you have it down. We do have that ability. You get it done every day before
That's
you
right.
go anywhere with anyone. That's why idiot Gomer, or whatever his name is not around you right now.
That's right. That's right.
So how can we do that for everyone? He completely sidesteps that.
And then he goes on to say, it is what it is. The deaths are,
it is what it is. Like, you can't do anything about it. We're doing everything. You can't do anything about it. And that's not
true.
And on top of it, he kept calling it the China virus.
Yes, he did. And also, I liked when Jonathan Swan also went on to ask other questions, because what you have to remember at every step is that the coronavirus, COVID, is just one fuck up
of this administration.
And it's a really bad one.
And it's a really horrible. But then he goes on to ask about the Russian bounties.
Well, before we do that real quick, I did want to say this, that when he says, we didn't have a test when I took over.
Yeah. Oh, that was crazy.
He goes in this thing, and Jonathan Swan, exasperated, and an exasperation goes, but there was no virus. There was no, he's like, right, we didn't have a test.
Yeah.
And it's like, because there was no, it didn't exist. Nobody knew it existed. If it existed, nobody knew. That's what he's, that when he says the virus will get down to zero, he does mean at the end of time.
Yeah.
He does mean at some point, there will be no matter, so there won't be a disease.
As long as the truth can exist in some reality, there is, for him, that is the truth. It doesn't matter if it won't be the truth for 20 years. If it will be true in 20 years, that's good enough.
But he, every construction he has, and moving into what you're going to talk about next, if you've known every construction he has, and this is what always strikes me when he speaks, when he's talking about the pandemic, he said his answer was, we were beating China.
Yes.
They were having the worst year in years until the China virus happened. Now, beating.
Yeah.
So his concept of the world is there's somebody winning and somebody losing.
He's in competition
with everyone and everything. And that's competition, right, for bad. Think about this. This is a person who wishes bad on people.
That's right.
This is a person who, by every standard, is just a bad person. Because what he's saying is, it doesn't matter if America improved. It doesn't matter if your life improved. It doesn't matter what our unemployment rate was. It doesn't matter if people were getting educated. It doesn't matter how many people were being killed by the police. None of that matters as long as we were doing better economically for the rich people than China.
That's right.
And for him, and not just better than, for China has a bad day, that's a good thing for you.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to understand that even if that those things aren't true, that them somebody else having a bad day doesn't mean you had a good day.
Well, for Trump, life is about piles of stuff.
Yes.
Life is about piles of things. And if he looks up at any point, and if your pile has one more thing on it, then you are winning and you're beating him. And it's an outrage and it is wrong. It's not just that you have one more thing than he does. It is outrageous.
Yep.
How dare you?
Yep.
This anti-American, you are a terrorist.
Yep. Well, and that's the thing. We watched the evolution of protesters in discussing protesters in Portland. They went from protesters to Antifa to terrorists.
That's right.
In about three sentences.
Because they're against him.
Who had almost burned down every federal building in the state.
Yes. And they had beaten. And it was like. Beating the buildings. That
and
was
the
one.
State. And beating these buildings and Portland and the city. I didn't know you could beat a city.
Me either. And I didn't. Because they're out there actually protesting about humans.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to, and then he went out there. He goes on to criticize the mayor of Portland because he was standing with the people and call. But Trump wanted to communicate or create the narrative, mm-hmm, that he was weak and he was weakened, and that's why he didn't know how to deal with the terrorists. So that's why he had to send unmarked cars,
right.
Homeland Security
badges,
without badges.
He went into this thing where
that.
Trump seems to think that badges have people's personal addresses on them,
because
he was like, if you put their names and addresses on them, then people will go harass them and they'll scare their families. I was like, well, I've never seen a badge that has somebody's address.
Yeah,
but actually, this is the point with being a public servant.
Yep.
If you don't want to be a public servant, don't be a fucking
public servant. Hallelujah. Also, this Jonathan Swan asked him about the Russian bounty. He called that a fake issue.
Mm-hmm.
He said it didn't reach his desk.
And more than that, he went into one of the line of reasoning that is, I think, the most bizarre that the Republicans will not address. He said, first it didn't get to his desk, and then he said, well, we do things too, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's his going back for everything on Russia. When Jonathan Swan asked about, you know, the troops possibly being paid, Russia possibly paying Al-Qaeda to kill American troops, he said, well, we've killed people too. We've armed people too.
Yes.
Like that? Really?
Yep. Yep.
That, I mean, what president has ever... The worst president.
The worst.
I mean, there's just no...
The worst.
He's
Ghislaine
just...
Maxwell. I wish her well.
Mm-hmm.
She's a child trafficker.
He said, I wish a lot of people well.
Yeah.
No, but we're talking about this one, the one who did child sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a question here of what she was involved in this situation. But he seemed very caught up on her boyfriend or friend killing himself or
maybe
being murdered.
Which we both were like, wait a minute. This is about you, fool.
This is your lie. You're supposed to be saying it was suicide, period. But he's, this thing about Trump too, he's also a consumer of crap TV. Mm-hmm. So for him, this is a 48 hours episode. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is a crime show thing. He's like, we don't know if it was, and he's sort of, you could see he's a little titillated by it. You know, he's sort of like, ooh, it's interesting. We don't know what happened to him. As if he's not the president.
I know. As if he's not the president, he cannot stop himself. He cannot stop himself from saying China virus, the China virus. Mm-hmm. He can't. I know that they sat there and somebody said, we will cut your tongue out if you walk out there and say China virus. And sure enough.
Oh, nobody said that to him.
I know. But you know what I'm saying. They tried to say, please don't. I know somebody said it.
And then he went to this whole big area, which I would recommend skipping, about how African-Americans are doing better than they ever have before. Oh, yeah. And he's done more for African-Americans than Abraham Lincoln.
And
the only
Lyndon
person
Johnson.
Who's maybe done more than him is Abraham Lincoln. That's simply because he didn't leave. He didn't get rid of slavery. If he had just not gotten rid of slavery, then Trump would have done that.
That's
too.
Right. That's right. Oh, and he also said before COVID, we were becoming a very unified country.
There's been nothing more divisive.
How dare you, when we all sat there and watched a man kill a man with his knee on his neck.
He says that was wrong. That one thing was wrong. But what I don't understand is saying that we were becoming a unified country when I can go back to your inauguration speech where you didn't say we were a unified country then. In fact, you talked about the chaos of bloodshed and what was the word? It was it wasn't chaos, but it was like words that you've never heard in an inauguration speech before. It was like the end of all goodness.
Right,
it was dark and dire and awful.
It really was.
So, you know, and they asked about John Lewis. And here's my thing about John Lewis. Mm-hmm. I was happy to not see Trump at any of that.
Yes.
I didn't want him there. It would have been insincere. I was happy. Now, why you can't muster up, why you still got beef with somebody who's passed away? Why you can't muster up Johnson had to ask him like three times and then had to specifically say, could you take your relationship with him out of it? Because all Trump could say when asked, what do you think of his legacy? What do you think his legacy will be, John Lewis? Trump says, well, he didn't come to
my inauguration.
And he didn't come to my State of the Unions. And he goes, well, let's put aside your relationship with him. What do you think? He's like, yeah, he did a lot for civil rights, but so did a lot of people.
I mean, the shade. Let me tell you
it's
something.
So pathetic.
He is a shady bitch.
It's
He's
so
a
pathetic.
Shady, shady bitch. But you know what, Angela? You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
I hate when your social media pops up with a summer vacation pic from 5 years ago. Great memories. But then you're like, oh, you know, where did these wrinkles and bags around my eyes? When did these show up?
It's not fair. Delete.
Yeah.
But not this summer. No Mm-mm. more pop-up pics of you with or me or any of us with deep wrinkles, fine lines, or bags under my eyes. And nope, we didn't get surgery. We got Plexiderm.
Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags, all in the comfort of your home in minutes.
That's right. Plexiderm goes on clear and lasts for hours, so nobody will know your secret. We've all tried it, including Francis's husband, who is, I'm going to say, just using all of it.
Yes, he is.
And look at us. We look 10 years younger. The result will blow you away. Get Plexiderm and love how you look and feel this summer in the mirrors and in photos.
Go to tryplexiderm.com and use our code VOICES for half off of a full-size bottle of Plexiderm plus an additional $10 off.
That's right. Or try a $14.95 trial pack today by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mention code VOICES.
Again, visit tryplexiderm.com and use code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off.
Or try a $14.95 trial pack when you use code VOICES.
Also, did you know that a large percent of the face masks sold on the market today are fraudulent?
I know, right? Many of them claim to have levels of filtration they don't meet, or worse, have virtually no filtration at all.
A very small number of manufacturers have respirator face mask models that are tested in the United States by the NPPTL.
That's the National Personal Protective Technology Laboratory.
Thank you very much, Angela, and authorized by the FDA.
Buying a mask model that has been FDA authorized is the best way to ensure you and your family are getting a true respirator mask.
These masks filter to greater than 95% efficiency and can be reworn, making them a perfect choice, as wearing masks is one of the keys that we can do to keep ourselves and our neighbors safe. Right now, thenewdealshop.com has FDA-authorized KN95 respirator masks with anti-fake stickers on every single package.
These respirator masks are in stock in the United States and ship immediately for free for our listeners by adding the code SEXYLIBERAL.
You can even get 10% off of the CleanFone UV sanitizer just for buying these FDA-authorized masks.
Go to thenewdealshop.com now and get verified, authenticated, FDA-authorized KN95 masks shipped immediately to your home or business.
That's thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com.
Do it now! Next, millions of dollars of PPP loans went to China-backed businesses in critical sectors. According to a review of publicly available loan data, which I can't wait to get this administration out to find out where this money went. $192 million to $400. That's a big thing. $419 million has gone to more than 125 companies that Chinese entities own or invest in. Weren't these supposed to be small business loans for American small businesses?
Shh. Why are you asking questions?
Aren't
you proud?
And it's not like I'm sitting here going, China shouldn't be getting our money,
The whole point was like when I Chef Jose Andreas was on a program talking about World Kitchen and he said, you know, that he was able to get some loans for his business, but he's had to close. I think he said at least two of his restaurants, but he was able to keep his people on the payroll for some time, all of them. He goes, but then we just couldn't do it anymore, all of them. And this is a man who, I mean, I don't know, arguably, I don't know if there's a person who does more, you know.
Oh my goodness.
All over this world. Like he is
saintly.
A saintly man. But the fact is that all these large corporations, like, and this is the problem, they're organized, they have departments, not that other businesses aren't, but they have huge resources that they can devote to getting these loans. And that's what they did. They turned around and got these loans, these big companies. And for what? It's such BS. And then you want to quibble about $600 for people, because I don't know about the rest of you, but I got my shit check this week.
Yeah.
And it's bad. The difference is bad. And we're getting some subsidies from our state, I believe, at this moment. But it's like, it's absolutely disgusting, the amount of money and the fact that they would put into a bill that's supposed to continue funding our unemployment and to maybe help people not get evicted, that Trump and the Republicans would put in there not only indemnification for employers that you're going to force people back to work, not only try to put that bullshit in, but they would put in money for a new FBI building that they don't need.
And you can't eat.
And it has nothing to do with fucking COVID.
You can't wrap a baby's ass in it.
Nothing to do with COVID.
I mean,
why is this in this bill? Because they are greedy, thieving assholes.
Yeah. Trump also threatened legal action after Nevada's legislature passed a bill to automatically send mail-in ballots to all active voters. This man, and I know you know this, okay, out there, this man is going to try everything he can to just nullify this election in every way he can. And I believe that Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are going to let him.
Oh, yeah, because that's the only chance they have is to cheat.
And speaking of which, 52% of Americans believe that Trump will not accept the results of November's election if he loses.
This was interesting, too, in the Jonathan Swan interview, because they got to that and Trump had the audacity to say, well, Hillary didn't accept the results. And Jonathan quite correctly pointed out, yes, she did. She conceded that night. And quite frankly, if you remember, I didn't want her to concede that
night. That's right.
I was like, why are you conceding tonight? Why don't we wait a minute? Something's up with Michigan, because they kept that tally got really weird.
Yeah.
But she did. So the lying.
Well, yeah, here's the thing too. He's still defending his suggestion that the election should be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
He did it during a press conference that was supposed to be about the coronavirus, and again, attacked the mail-in voting process. He said, quote, you're sending out hundreds of millions universal mail-in ballots. Hundreds of millions.
They're
Where
not.
Are they going? Who are they being sent to?
People. And then he says, he makes up things. He says, you know, a dog got one.
Yeah,
no? Then show me it.
Yeah.
Show me the dog got one. This man called and said that, you know, his son had been dead for years. He got one. Show it to me.
Yeah. He said, I don't want to see a crooked election. This will
be
the most
do.
Rigged election in history if that ever happens.
Look, I've never met a poor loser who can't, who's talking about the loss he hasn't had yet.
Yeah.
He's months and months away, which tells us, and we should all get your strength together, get steely-eyed, because we're not through primaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not to the conventions yet. And he is all, we see it everywhere. This is not a rehearsal. This is the strategy.
Absolutely. And
those troops will be in Portland till November if we don't get them out now.
Exactly. And this cannot be said
troops
enough.
Troops is not correct.
There is no evidence that mail ballots increase electoral fraud.
No, in fact, there's no widespread voter fraud, period, in any way. But there's just, he uses the mail-in vote. Like, Ivanka, they all use mail-in voting. It's not, and the Republicans, in fact, Jonathan Swan pointed out, your campaign sends out literature encouraging people to use a mail-in vote.
Yeah.
It's not, it's bullshit.
Why are you out here doing this?
No, trust me, the only mail-in votes he doesn't want counted are from black people in any state that have a Democrat, or that he isn't polling well, any of the battleground states. And that's because he's trying to steal the election. We all know it. Let's just get on stopping it.
Yes. And speaking of elections, 5 states are holding their primaries today.
That's right. It's Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Arizona, and Washington. Some of these races are interesting. Kansas is very interesting. Apparently, the Democrats haven't had a senator from Kansas since 1932.
Wow.
But it's looking like they might have a shot this time. Chris Kobach is, I guess the Republicans are worried that he might get the nomination because then he's, you know, there's a really solid chance he won't win the general election. But it's fascinating to watch. Rashida Tlaib, she's up because of the way the districts have broken down now, which is why the census is a big deal.
Everybody. Yes. Oh, real quick, I forgot to put it on our list, Angela, but we said we were going to talk about it. Joe, the list for Joe Biden's vice presidential picks.
Oh, right. There are like 13 women on this list.
Well, you know what I was going to say? It's what a difference a day makes.
Yeah.
You know, 4 months ago, you couldn't have convinced me that it wasn't going to be Stacey Abrams.
I still would like it to be Stacey Abrams, but I think,
I don't think it will be.
I said it at the time. Like, I think there are some questions around she didn't actually, we all know that she had that election stolen from her. But if we're just going to go on, she didn't win it, then she hasn't won an election. And so there's that. I was like, and I get that. I don't get it with Trump in office, but I know that's an issue. I think that she's a really good, strong candidate. But, you know, these are names you've heard of, you know, Senator Harris, Senator Warren, Tammy Duckworth, Senator Duckworth. And those were sort of like the top three.
Right.
And then Karen Bass is now on there. And she got in there.
Yeah, she
more,
did.
And I don't, she may have been on their list all the time.
You know what
but
I
this
like?
Is now in terms of what we've been hearing about.
You know why I like Karen Bass on that list? It elevates. This is why I'm glad this is a list of 13 women. Mm-hmm. It elevates every woman on that list. So even just to be able, because we know there's only really, truly three or four people really in contention. The Susan Rice thing.
For me, that doesn't resonate.
It doesn't resonate. But
Val Demings, Keisha Lance Bottoms, all these people resonate more for me.
Yeah.
Gretchen Whitmer is a no for me. Be clear, he's getting my vote.
Right.
Like, be clear about that. But I would like to see a black woman.
Yes.
I really would.
Oh, you know, we've been
very. Do I feel owed it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we've been saying, and I'm a say it all day long, and he knows it. He would not be there.
He said it. That's why I really did like Joe. Not only do we know Joe, Joe knows us.
Yes, Lord, ain't that the truth?
That is an important thing to try to understand why a candidate. Maybe a lot of us in this room weren't necessarily excited about before you know we were told to be excited, but the thing is, and I mean this, and we say it every week, you gotta vote for Joe.
And that is our final word. Now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
Thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com. We are catching up.
Yes.
It's been an exciting adventure.
This is from Kimberly K. It's titled, Item for the Icky Stack. Dearest Gigglepot.
That's what she calls us. We love that. We love Gigglepot.
I bought Abby Hoffman's Steal This Book to reread. Still some very useful things in there. I read it a long time ago, and at the time, it was considered crazy. Not so much now. I am grateful to know both of you, too. I listen for your appearances on the Stephanie Miller Show and follow you as much as possible. You both are treasures. I wish more people were tuned in to you. I tell anyone who will listen to check you out. Love you, too, and I hope
you and your families are safe and well. We hope you're getting your family
you
safe.
Thank you, too. Thank you, you so too, much.
Kim,
we
in love New York. Gigabyte. Thank you.
This one is from Dory P. My girls, I live within walking distance of that arcade. I should give you the subject line. The subject line is, I fully approve of the Kalyer-Helensky method. I told her, I told her I wanted to tape your reaction to it. Okay, I live within walking distance of that arcade where their magnificent Professor Helensky taught that random toddler to climb into a claw machine and instructed said toddler to grab the loot. Not only am I walking distance of that boardwalk arcade, I know that particular claw machine. That claw is loose as fuck, is AF, and grabs absolutely nothing but your cash. You know what? If I was there and managed to bribe a random toddler with pizza and ice cream to climb into that machine and get me a Nintendo Switch, I would in a second.
Thank you.
So yay, hooray for the magnificent Professor Helensky. And I love that every time she says Helensky, writes it, she spells it differently every single time. So it's like Helensky. And I'm all for the Kalyer Helensky method.
Thank you.
The ice cream stand on that boardwalk arcade has been there for more than 100 years.
Wow.
And the ice cream is fire.
Wow.
Don't even get me started on the flavored popcorn bars or the chicken chop suey sandwiches.
Ooh.
By the way, Natick is pronounced Natick.
Natick.
Love you, Dory, in Salem, Massachusetts.
Thank
you, Dory. I told
Natick.
You
she Natick.
Would be thrilled Natick. When she heard
thank you
of your approval of the Kalyer-Helensky.
Oh,
method.
My God. You know what? I am trying to convince Angela, and let me tell you something,
it's not
y'all.
A method.
It's not working.
You don't even know
it's
Helensky.
Not working. Well, I'd have to use the Kalyer-Helensky method on Angela.
It doesn't work.
To convince her of the Kalyer-Helensky method.
It's bullshit.
It's not. It really isn't. It is proven. It is a proven method.
You know who I know? I know where you could definitely get people to follow this is at Trump U.
Yeah.
That could be a whole PhD program.
Okay. Next, this is from Cindy M. Thinking of you both. Thank you. She says, hi, Francis and Angela. My heart aches for what you and the Black community at large are going through once again in light of yet another Black man being murdered by the police. I don't know what to say to you other than I am so very sorry that you have been hurt and are hurting. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
You have no idea how much I want to give you a big Mexican mom hug. To both of you and have a good cry with you. Oh, Cindy, you're so sweet. My white husband and 90-year-old white-looking son. You're so funny, Cindy. And I have had good talks of late. And we continue to find ways to be better allies and supporters for our Black friends and the Black community at large. And hey, the Latino community too. You know, I feel you. Y'all get, you know, I just can't.
I started watching the documentary came out this week. America Immigration mm-hmm. Nation, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. I started watching it and I don't even know if it was a full 7 minutes in. And I was like, yeah, I got to be in a better mood.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to watch this first thing in the morning one day.
Yeah.
On a day that I don't have anything else to do. Because I just lose.
Yeah.
I collapse. I can't get my mind around the fact. And I don't know how other people do it. I don't know how people get through their days and don't think about those camps.
Girl.
It is my every other thought.
Other people picking your motherfucking food.
Or
getting sick.
Or every time I talk about my weak ass check this for unemployment this week, but I'm like, but I get one.
Yeah.
And there are people who work and who are
living
working
in the shadows.
Who get nothing.
That's right. And working harder than Trump could conceive
than any of these
of
people
work.
Could ever conceive.
Oh, don't get me started.
I hate
okay,
them
okay.
so so
I got finished sending it. I'm mad.
I know.
Now, she says, I'll pay closer attention to your resistance wrap up and go on from there. On a lighter and happier note, my husband and I greatly enjoy your performance on the Sexy Liberal virtual tour. Your idiots were hilarious. Thank you. You know, thank you, Cindy. I was worried about that. I blew my husband's mind in a funny way when, in unison with you, I said the bicyclist had to, quote, manage his fast food expectations.
There you go, Cindy. There you go.
You know
go.
This show. At the end of the VIP room party, my husband, who never listens to your show, told me, quote, go ahead and sign up for the rest of the Sexy
oh.
Liberal shows. I'll watch them with you. As Charlie Sheen said once, winning.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do. And now it's time for
Resistance Wrap-Up.
It's
where I give you an actionable item, something you can do to help out the planet and the world today. This came to us from Melissa R., and I want to thank you and read your email. It says, hello, ladies. I absolutely love your podcast and comedy, and I've been a fan for years. I was turned on to you by my best friend, Jason. We even call our friend Terry, Terry. That's a joke of ours. After you joked once that no one should have an accent in their name, and that's just Terry with an attitude.
Yep.
Still cracks me up. I replay it in my head. In your last episode of The Final Word, you said people should send ideas for different ways to help other people out right now. Lately, because of quarantine, I've been struggling a lot with my mental health because I grew up in a house where domestic violence was a daily occurrence. I no longer speak to my family and feel so lucky I was able to get out, and we're glad you were.
Yes.
And I've been wanting to find a way to help kids, teens, women, anyone really who is stuck in quarantine with their abusers. I thought you could mention the crisis text line because it's a great and private way for anyone in any stressful situation to get help. Their website is crisistextline.org, and all you need to do to talk to a crisis counselor for free is text HOME, the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741741. I wish things like that and podcasts like yours were around when I was growing up so I could see that there was a world outside that wanted me to be safe and happy. I love you guys and can't thank you enough for all the happiness you've brought to my life. All the best, Melissa.
Melissa, I'm hugging you. Oh, girl, I'm hugging you. I'm hugging you. I'm hugging you.
You're the thing. You're the, it's all of you are the thing that not only keeps us sane, that gives me purpose, and that tells me every day. You know how you question, have I done the right things?
I know.
Am I doing enough? You helped us.
You're
so
it.
Go check out crisistextline.org. I think it's an incredible service to just be able to text. And it's international. You can text in U.S. and Canada. It is 741-741. In the U.K. and Ireland, they have other numbers. How does it work? If you're in crisis, you just call. And that doesn't mean that, like, it doesn't have to mean you're suicidal. Whatever is going on. If you're having a painful emotion, if you just need some support, you can call them. Right?
That's right.
You text them. Your opening message can say anything. Keywords like home, start, hello, whatever. And the first two steps of it are automated. And then they provide support, not medical advice, but it can take less than 5 minutes to connect you to a crisis counselor. If there's high traffic, it might take a little bit longer. But this is a first step, a place to start. Because I've seen very few articles about it, a few. But what happens when you're on quarantine with your abuser?
Yes.
And what happens in situations where, you know, and part of the reason why, you know, one of the more legit reasons why I see people anxious to have schools reopen is the fact that schools serve a number of very important practices, serve a lot of different issues for people in the community.
That's right.
Not just for many kids. This is their only meal
and
their only safe haven
and
their only place that has electricity and a holy place that has a lot. And my mother was a superintendent in Detroit, and that a lot of times that school was the only place that you knew the lights would be on.
That's right.
That you knew whatever.
There would be
especially
heat.
Right now with people on the verge of being evicted and kicked out. So, and any stress. I mean, we're all stressed out. You do not hesitate. Please check them out. And also, they have opportunities. They need help too. They need resources. So please check them out.
Yes. I want to thank you all for being here this week. You're here all the time, but I just want to say thank you. We really appreciate it. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
And thank you to our production team, Gail and Laura.
What?
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun. Because you deserve the truth.